On Friday, Hampshire College President Miriam Mim Nelson abruptly resigned in the midst of ongoing controversy over her leadership of the struggling private liberal arts college. The news is complicated for the Amherst, Massachusetts college's teachers, who were facing an uncertain future of a greatly restricted fall 2019 incoming class and layoffs related to the drop in enrollment. Salman Hamid, a Charles Taylor Chair and Associate Professor of Integrated Science and Humanity at Hampshire, is also a media liaison for the college's chapter of the American Association of University Professors. He tells WAMC that his colleagues are still trying to understand what to make of Nelson's exit and the presidency of interim leader Ken Rosenthal.
I mean, I think right now it is so soon that this has happened. We are still trying to figure out how relieved we are from the direction that President Nelson was taking us. And I should just set the stage that it's been only 2.5 months when the dramatic announcement that Hampshire may not take an incoming freshman class was made. And the announcement accompanied by the fact that half of us may actually lose job by June 30th. And so to fight against that, the odds were stacked against us. But I think this goes again to show that if the community comes together, then things can happen. And here is a case where Hampshire faculty, staff, students, alums, parents, we all joined together in order to come up with an alternative plan, which we were saying that Hampshire should not close. Hampshire is not just another college. Hampshire is something that is unique and something that is needed by higher education. And ultimately, the Board of Trustees of Hampshire also came behind our plan, and now independent Hampshire is the plan to go. And I should say one other thing, that how sudden the movement of these things is, that just 12 days ago, we wanted to present our plan to the Board of Trustees. And initially, we were told that we cannot directly present our plan. In fact, our president is going to speak for us. And we said no. And then we were given only 10 minutes because we said, well, we are going to show up anyway because we think that is the best plan for Hampshire. And we were given 10 minutes. That is about 12 days ago. But in between those 12 days, we have managed to convince the Board of Trustees and the community at large that Hampshire is needed and an independent Hampshire is not just possible, but is the necessity of this time and of 21st century.
So what you're alluding to is the fact that the Board of Trustees also voted to pursue not a partnership moving forward, but an independent Hampshire funded from its own means. Now, what does that mean for the faculty? I know that, you know, that it's bonded together to present this alternate vision of the college. With the Board of Trustees seemingly on your side now, what does this mean going forward?
Well, I think some of the damage has been done. We don't have an incoming class, and we have lost, or we are in the process of losing some faculty simply because people had started applying for jobs. And so we have to readjust to that, and I think the hard work is now going to start to make the college, to start re-envisioning it. So in our plan, for example, we wanted to reshape Hampshire both in terms of its living curriculum. We want the community of students that are here, that when they are in the residential mode, they are still engaging with their academic and other pursuits. But also, one of the central ideas of this re-envisioning Hampshire for 21st century was the idea of interdisciplinary research centers. And that is a bold idea where we want to focus on centers that are driven by problems. So, for example, migration is one of the issues, and we bring this issue across disciplines. And so for migration, if I can just give an example, you can think of it that current migration crisis is driven by climate change. It's driven by civil wars. It's driven by various factors that if you really want to study it, you have to bring scholars from across disciplines to come in and come together and talk about it. Global inequity, wealth inequalities around the world are part of it. Then anti-immigration sentiment is part of the right-wing politics that is playing a role. How do we address this problem? So these interdisciplinary resource centers we want to build here, and migration is just one example. Another example would be the problems of artificial intelligence and ethics, or CRISPR, the gene editing and ethics, and what are its implications. These are the type of problems we want to tackle, and we want to move on every 6 years to a new set of problems. Now, this will be a hard thing, but for a college like Hampshire, which from its very from its inception, it has been designed for interdisciplinary collaboration, I think Hampshire may be one of the only places in the country or maybe in the world that can fluidly address some of these challenges of the 21st century in an agile manner, because we don't have traditional departments. And what that would lead to is potentially attracting top students who are concerned about the world today. We want them to plug into these centers from the beginning, from the get-go, and join the team of faculty, staff, and existing students, and alums as well, in order to solve these problems. And every 6 years, we rotate. We go to the next problem. We actually bring in experts in the fifth year. We look at what are the next challenges, and we do that. So basically, we want Hampshire curriculum. The only thing constant in there would be change. And that is how we want Hampshire to make an essential institution for the 21st century.
Speaking of change, there's now been an interim president announced to run the college for the time being. It's Ken Rosenthal. I'm interested in what your reaction is to that appointment.
I think this announcement further solidifies the good faith that the Board of Trustees have made other decisions today. Because Ken Rosenthal is widely respected. He's a founding member of, he was one of the founders of Hampshire College. He's a parent of an alum. He was the former vice chair of the Board of Trustees, and he was designated as the historian of the college. I don't think there can be a decision better than that. This is absolutely spectacular, and I think now the community, all the community, is going to come together and fundraise. I think it is not an exaggeration to say that the hard work is going to start. We do need to raise a lot of funds, but I think now all of the direction is going to be in the same direction rather than us and the administration going in the opposite way. And I think the installment of the interim president, Ken Rosenthal, and the resignation of President Nelson and the vice chair, incoming chair of the Board of Trustees, Kim Saul, I think the combination of these decisions is really sends a powerful signal that we are now on the right path. And I want to say that in some sense, at a time when we are hearing about college closings, I think this is, again, an example where Hampshire is different. And Hampshire can again set an example that higher education is not just about profits, that we can actually make a significant change. And so when the winds are against us, when the trends are against us, when you are hearing about college closings, here is a case where we fought hard to fight against this closing, and hopefully we can set an example for the 21st model of 21st century education as well.